Chag Sameach, Happy New Year. Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Our trivia question for today is, what does the word teglach mean? This week we've decided to take a break from our series of interviews and have a special holiday program. As you know, most Jewish holidays are associated with some special food or type of food. On Rosh Hashanah, the new year, it's customary to eat sweets in the hopes that the new year will bring sweet things. We traditionally dip apples in honey, and in every country where there are Jews, you'll find a different typical sweet. We always ate tzimis, which is basically carrots and prunes cooked with honey or sugar. And the traditional dessert was teglach, or at least that's what I always thought. Imagine my surprise when I discovered that this typical Rosh Hashanah sweet, which I had been eating as long as I can remember, is completely unknown here in Spain. Okay, so I figured it must be something Ashkenazi. There are a lot of differences in food customs between Ashkenazi and Sephardic Jews. So I was really surprised that my Argentine friends didn't know it either. As it turns out, it did originate in Eastern Europe, and I guess for some reason it made it across the ocean to the United States, but not to Argentina. This is really too bad, and we're going to remedy this situation this week by giving you a recipe. The word teglach means little pieces of dough in Yiddish, and this is what it basically is, bits of dough cooked in honey. It has also been suggested that it's a play on words. The word teg in Yiddish means days, so maybe teglach is supposed to evoke the idea of many sweet days in the new year. It can be shaped into a mound and the bits pulled off and eaten, or made flat and cut into squares like fudge or brownies. So here's the recipe. For the dough, you will need 6 eggs and 4.5 cups of flour. That's about 0.5 kilo or a little more than 1 pound. For the honey mixture, you will need 1 kilo or about 3.5 cups of honey, 1 cup, 225 grams of sugar, 1 1/8 cups, about 1/4 liter of water, 3/4 teaspoon of powdered ginger, the juice of 1.5 lemons, 1 pinch of white pepper, 1/2 to 1 cup of chopped nuts to taste. You can use walnuts, pecans, almonds, hazelnuts, or a combination. And 3 tablespoons, about 50 cubic centimeters, of sweet wine. Mix the eggs with the flour and enough water to make a soft dough that can be handled, but isn't sticky. Knead it until it is smooth. Take a piece and roll it out by hand on a lightly floured board into a rope that's about 1/3 inch or 1 centimeter thick. Cut it into 1/3 inch or 1 centimeter pieces. Bake the pieces of dough in a lightly oiled shallow pan at 375 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 190 degrees centigrade, for about 10 minutes until they are a light golden color. They shouldn't be piled on top of each other. You should bake them in one layer so that they don't stick together. Make sure that they don't get too brown. Shake the pan from time to time to make sure that they brown evenly and stay separated. An alternate system is to deep fry the dough, but I prefer to bake it because it's healthier and it's a lot less messy. In the meantime, bring all the rest of the ingredients, except the nuts and wine, to a rolling boil in a large pot. Add the baked dough pieces and bring it to a boil again. Cook it on a low fire stirring frequently with a wooden spoon, and after 15 minutes, add the nuts and wine. Cook it, still stirring, until the dough is golden brown and the honey mixture is sticky and reduced. About 5 more minutes. Add the pieces of dough and the nuts. Stir it gently over low heat with a wooden spoon until the mixture is a golden brown. Put sweet wine on a pastry board. Pour the mixture onto it. Wet your hands with cold water so that you don't burn yourself, and shape it into a mound or 3-inch, 7-centimeter balls, or flatten it into a 2-inch cake, that's about 5 centimeters, and cut it into squares. This recipe will make 15 to 20 small balls or 3 large mounds. When it's cool enough to handle, you can wrap it in plastic wrap and it'll keep a long time. Don't use aluminum foil though, or the foil will stick to it and it'll be impossible to unwrap. I have experience with that. Enjoy and have a wonderful holiday. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Freilach, which is a festive tune from the CD, Traditional Yiddish Song and Dance. See you next week.